Job, the 35th chapter, and in your Scofield Bible, page 592. The 35th chapter of Job, we'll be reading verses 5 through 10. Job, chapter 35, verses 5 through 10, page 592. And may we stand, please, all of us standing for the reading of this passage. And we'll read the verses responsively. Look unto the heavens, and see, and behold the clouds which are higher than thou. If thou sinnest, what doest thou against him? Or if thy transgressions be multiplied, what doest thou unto him? If thou be righteous, what givest thou unto him? Or what receiveth he of thine hand? Thy wickedness may hurt a man as thou art, and thy righteousness may profit the son of man. By reason of the multitude of oppressions, they make the oppressed to cry. They cry out by reason of the arm of the mighty. But none saith, where is God thy maker, who giveth songs in the night? And the 10th verse is the text verse for this morning's message. And let's pray. Father, thou hast been gracious indeed to give us the ability to be here in this service. Thank you for putting it upon our hearts to be here, and thank you for this assemblage of good people. And now we pray that thou wouldst bless with thy spirit and thy power the preaching and in the hearing of thy word. In Jesus' name, amen.
This morning I want to speak on the subject, midnight singing is the sweetest. Midnight singing is the sweetest. Our text I'll read to you. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we're all here. Then he called for a light and sprang down and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? Paul and Silas were in jail, in the darkest, deepest part of the jail, beneath the ground, with the dampness and the seepage. At midnight, and the Bible says, they prayed and sang praises to God. A fulfillment of what was said in the book of Job we read a while ago, but none saith, where is God my maker, who giveth songs in the night? Elihu had come to Job and said, Now Job, somebody ought to remember, during all of this tragedy and heartache that you have, somebody ought to remember that there's a God in heaven who gives songs in the night. I want to speak on the subject, midnight singing is the sweetest. Holy Father, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and our Heavenly Father, because of Christ's payment for our sins, we beseech Thee this morning to hover near to us, for to many people in this room, it's midnight. There are those this morning, Father, who face physical midnight. There are those who face emotional midnight. There are those who face financial midnight. I pray tonight, today, that as these in the midnight of their lives, I pray they'll see that the singing at midnight is the sweetest. In Jesus' name, amen. Nighttime is highly underrated. That time when the darkness draws the curtains and shuts out the light which could prevent us from sleep and rest. For a while we exchange our cares for dreams, and live in the land of what we wish it were, and all the while we're resting on the lap of peace. Then in the morning, an angel pushes back the curtain, touches our eyelids, and calls us to the labor of a new day. One delightful thing about the nighttime is its singing. Have you ever stood by the seaside and heard the pebbles wave, or pebbles sing and the waves chant? Have you ever thrown open your window at night and heard the serenade of the evening cricket? I'm saying some of the most beautiful singing at all is done at the nighttime. Man in his life has nighttime. There are people all over this room today who are at midnight. Some of you have been to the doctor recently. The report has not been good. And you tonight live in a physical midnight. Some of you have been laid off of your work. You don't know how to make ends meet. And the truth is, you sit here this morning living in a financial midnight. Others of you have emotional burdens. Depression has invaded your property. And you find it difficult to smile. And you are today at emotional midnight. Now, many of you may not be at midnight, but you will someday be at midnight. Your sun today may be high in the heavens, but it will set. It may be morning time with its dew-laden scent for you today, but evening will come. Into each life, some rain must fall. No life can have just the sunshine. There must also be the shadow. No life can live in the balm of noonday. Every life must have some shadow. There's a baby born. There's a baby ill. There's a loved one who's happy. There's a loved one who's seriously ill. There is a noonday, but in 12 hours there will be a midnight. The brightness of the day may cause you to engage a visor from the glare of the sun, but you will soon lay it aside. Your life may be all noontime, but rest assured, the sun will set and your midnight will come. The warmth of Sol's rays may comfort you now, but the chilling shadows will soon be your lot. The fellowship of daytime may now be your portion, but you will soon retreat to the solitude of darkness. I'm saying today, you don't know but what your midnight is tomorrow. I read this morning an announcement of a young lady that once sat in these pews who was in a serious accident. And now suddenly the sun is set and midnight has come. You know, there's something available to the Christian at midnight. You say, what is it? Songs in the night. Elihu comes to Job and says to Job, I know it's tough. I know that your children, all 10 of them, have been killed in tragic death. I know that your health is gone. I know that your camels and your asses and your oxen and your sheep have all been taken from you. I know that you've lost your wealth. But, said Elihu, did you know there's a God in heaven who gives songs in the night? Ladies and gentlemen, anybody can sing in the daytime. Anybody can sing when the cup is full. Anyone can sing when the income is plenty. Anyone can sing when prosperity prevails. Anyone can sing when the harvest is plenteous. Anyone can sing when the sun is at noontime. Anyone can sing when the flowers are blooming. Anyone can sing when the cisterns are full. But blessed be God, there are some people who can weave a song in the darkness. There are some people who can be as happy in the desert as they can in the tropics. There are some people who can sing as sweetly in the darkness of midnight as they can in the brightness of noonday.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't give you a dime for religion couldn't make you sing when things are going bad. I wouldn't give you a dime for religion that couldn't make you happy at midnight as well as at noonday. I wouldn't give you a dime for any kind of religion that wouldn't make you sing in the night. And I say to those of you today who are in financial midnight, sing! That's what Paul and Silas did. Our Lord was just about to go to Calvary. He had just was leaving now the upper room. He's just washed the feet of his disciples. In just a few moments, Judas Iscariot will place the wicked kiss of betrayal upon his brow. In just a few moments, he'll feel the warmth of the lips of one of his own selling him for a paltry 30 pieces of silver. In just a few moments, wicked soldiers will come and lead him away to a mock trial. In just a few moments, he'll be beaten beyond recognition. He knows that. The clock on the hands on the clock will not move much until he'll feel the scourging of the cat of nine tails. In just a few moments, he'll feel the nails in his hands and in his feet. It'll just be a few moments until he'll cry, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But the Bible says that in the dark of the night before he went to Gethsemane to pray, the Bible says that when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. I served notice to you this morning, the sweetest singing I ever heard has been midnight singing. I served notice to you that the sweetest music ever heard has not been given by those whose health is good, but by those whose health is failing. I served notice to you tonight or today that I have never heard music as lovely at noontime as I've heard in the midnight hour. There are some, thank God, who through blinded eyes can pick up their pens and write and sing, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. There are some, thank God, who through in the last darkest hour can write, I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true, I would tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. And in his darkest hour of his life, that great old Charles Weigel wrote, no one ever cared for me like Jesus. No one ever. There's no friend as kind as he. I'm saying this. I'm saying, you folks at midnight, sing! Didn't say God gives us gripes in the night. Doesn't say God gives us complaints in the night. Doesn't say God gives us mourns in the night. Doesn't say God gives us dirges in the night. It says God giveth songs in the night. He giveth songs in the night. It doesn't say liquor give us songs in the night. It doesn't say don't give songs in the night. It doesn't say pleasure gives songs in the night. It doesn't say fun gives songs in the night. It doesn't say wealth gives songs in the night. It says God give us songs in the night. Thank God. There's those who, at the darkest hour of life, as David did, can write, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. There are those who, when there's no ray of light by which to read, can still sing. There are those birds who can sing when they're on earth, bound with clipped wings. There are those who can sing from the bedside. There are those who can sing from the ghetto. And I'll guarantee you today, God's children make more beautiful music from the ghetto than the devil's crowd does from the palace. And I'll guarantee you that God's people can sing more sweetly at midnight than the devil's crowd can at noonday. Put on your glitter, Hollywood. Put on your diamond rings, you effeminate Liberace. By the way, Liberace comes to town, you haven't gotten the business in the world going to hear him, by the way. Not any business in the world. You know what he says. He admits what he is. You want to hear somebody play the piano? Listen to Miss Godfrey play the piano. Sick and tired of our people making heroes of hoods and perverts and harlots and whoremongers. I'm saying the music of Hollywood is cheap. It's good for noontime. It won't do at midnight. I'm saying the music of the world is cheap. It's good when the sun is at its zenith. It's no good when the night is dark. It's good in the daytime, but it's not good in the shadows. And you say, preacher, What is there? Of what can we sing at midnight? When all of a sudden our here and now has become dark. No job. The family's not well. Our house is foreclosing on our house. And the preacher, what can I do? You can sing. Well, you say, what sing about? Oh, blessed move to a smaller house. What can I sing about? I'll tell you what you can sing about. You can sing what Job sang about. You can sing about the past. You can think how good God has been. You can sing about the past. But Job said, he said, oh, the days that used to be. I'll tell you what you can do in midnight. You can sing, oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. You can recall that day when you came and realized that you were a sinner. Realize that Christ died for you on Calvary. And you can rejoice in the salvation of God, that God saved you from your sin. And you can sing, oh, happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice until it raptures all abroad. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day when Jesus washed my sins away. But you say, preacher, what can I rejoice about now? You can rejoice about the amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like you. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. You can sing, years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died at Calvary. You can sing, through many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. His grace has brought, me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. Listen, you can sing now because of the past. Don't judge life by its narrow here and now, but look at its entirety. Don't decide God's goodness on what He did for you yesterday. Decide God's goodness on what's been done for all the yesterdays. Don't look at the entire city of life and not one small ghetto. Look at the entire trip and not one narrow strait. Look at the entire bouquet and not one wilted rose. See the many years of employment and not the one or two or 3 months of unemployment. You know, I'm a little tired of hearing Christians gripe. I mean, is God dead? I mean, is the Bible true? I mean, is Jesus the Savior? I mean, is heaven real? I mean, is it true? When God said, my God shall supply all your need according to riches. Now, He didn't say, my God shall supply all your color television by riches and glory. He didn't say, my God shall supply all your Cadillacs by riches and glory. He didn't say, my God will supply all your boiled ham by His riches and glory. He didn't say, my God will supply all of your T-bone steaks by His riches and glory. But I have a Bible that says, my God will supply all my needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Oh, how the people of God need to quit griping at midnight. Anybody can sing when the sun's at its zenith. Anybody can sing when the clouds are rolled away. Anybody can sing at sunrise. Anybody can sing at high noon. Ah, but let me tell you, we have a religion and we have a God who can give us songs at midnight and songs in the night. Now you say, preacher, what can I sing about now at night? You can sing about the future. You can sing about what will be. Did you know heaven is just as real during a recession as it is during a time of prosperity? You can sing about what will be. You can sing, there's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. Sing, Christian. Sing on the job. Sing at home. Sing when you play. Sing when you work. Sing, sing, sing. There's a joy in the heart of the child of God, unemployed or employed. There's a song in the child of God who's right with God, sick or well. There's a song in the heart of the child of God in jail or out of jail. God, give us songs in the night. You can sing, there's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. You can sing, tell mother I'll be there in answer to her prayer. Oh, Savior, tell my mother I'll be there. You can sing, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. You can sing, some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, shadows all. I've said this often. I dare you. You get your songbook. You just look at the songs. And I'll guarantee you that 95% of all the songs in your book that you sing were written at midnight and not at noonday. And I'll guarantee you, listen, more songs in your book were written by a blind woman than any other single person in the book. I'm saying the songs of Zion are not written at noonday. We don't have to write songs at noonday. But at midnight, Fanny Crosby can write, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." And at midnight, Charles Weigel can write, "No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no friend to me, so kind is he." At midnight, the songs are written at midnight. The songs can be sung at midnight. You can sing, "Oh, tell me, oh, they tell me of a land." You see, I recall Depression days. Somebody said, "We're in Depression now." You are young if you said that. Nobody here over 55 is saying we're in Depression now. Nobody. Wake up, choir. Nobody. Nobody. If you're going to sleep, don't get in the choir. Sit in the audience. I mean that. I don't want folks looking at snoring choir members. I want you to wake up and listen. You're my buddies. There's no depression. I'll guarantee you one thing. I live through one. And I heard church member. I can hear his old sister Johnson now. We'll start singing. But sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing His mercy and His grace. She sat right back here. She came unscrewed, that dear old saint of God. She didn't have enough money to pay car fare. She'd start singing, "Oh, they tell me of a home far beyond the sky. Oh, they tell me of a home far away." She'd get in the aisle, start down the aisle, just singing, "Oh, they tell me of a land where no storm clouds rise. Oh, they tell me of an unclouded day." And she'd get in the altar and walk across the altar with her hands lifted high, and Brother McElroy would lead us and sing, "Oh, the land of..." And Brother McElroy couldn't sing any better than I could, but he thought he could sing like I think I can sing. "Oh, the land of the cloudless day. Oh, the land of the unclouded day." And she'd sing it and clap her hands in shoes that were holes in the bottom of the shoes and cardboard to keep the water from getting to her feet. And an old dress she wore every Sunday. It was midnight in this old country of ours. Men in soup lines by the hundreds of thousands, and not anybody had enough food to eat hardly. And yet the saints of God came to the church house. We'd just run up and down the aisle singing, "Oh, the land of the cloudless day." Do you know what? The darker today is, the more you can sing about tomorrow. Well, I heard that old black preacher preach one time on a sermon. He said, "I'm preaching today on a subject, it came to pass. It came to pass." He said, "My favorite scripture, it came to pass. It came to pass." Yes, and it will come to pass. And if you're admitted, hey, did you know, you said, "For the house, a while ago you said, if my life is at noontime, midnight's just around the corner." I got some more good news for you, too. It's the same number of hours from noontime to darkness as it is from midnight to sunrise. And so you can remember yesterday, and you can look forward to tomorrow. Remember, with nothing but a little shack of a house and a wood stove to keep us warm if Daddy could find some wood, and a kerosene lamp to keep us to be able to see a little bit. If we could afford some coal oil, we called it coal oil. We didn't have any aspirins. We had no medicine. If I got sick, Mama took the kerosene lamp and lifted the chimney off and poured a little kerosene coal oil into a little bit of sugar. And that's all the medicine we had. I never saw a doctor. We couldn't afford a doctor. Mama take a teaspoonful of sugar, and she'd pour some kerosene, or we call it coal oil, in that little teaspoon full of sugar. And that cured everything. It had to cure everything. I mean, if you were sick, you forgot you were sick because the coal oil and sugar was worse than being sick. Now listen, my mama didn't have one single noonday. Her home wasn't happy. Her husband was an alcoholic. She hadn't had a new pair of shoes or a dress or anything new in years. Yet night after night after night after night,
her little voice, and I inherited my voice from mother. My mother has never learned that there's a tune to a song, but I can see her at midnight waiting for daddy to come home with not a bite of food to feed her son the next day, hoping and praying that daddy had a few cents so we could buy something to eat the next day. I can see her rocking and saying, I don't know why we don't have anything. No. How I worked all day and I'm worn out. Well, honey, that's what the bed in the room is for. If you're not worn out at bedtime, you're not right with God. A lot of folks think they're the only person in the world that's tired at bedtime. I just know what we're going to do. No. She'd put her little boy on her knees with the heat of the wood stove and the light of a kerosene lamp, an outhouse in the backyard, and daddy out drunk. What'd she do? She'd begin to sing. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the... You know where that song was written? A little lady had a lovely voice and had been given a contract to go around the world singing. Her time was about ready to go, to leave, and to cover the whole world singing. Concerts around the world. Just before it was time for her to get on the boat, word came that her aged father had an illness that was unto death, and nobody to care for him but her. And realizing this, she went to her room and realized that she could not take her trip. And one day in the darkest hour, when her trip was canceled, her dreams were shattered on the pavement of God's providence. She picked up her pen and wrote, brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar if you'll brighten the corner where you are. Another song written at midnight.
Job, what can you sing about at night? Job, your health is gone, your wife is gone, your kids are gone, your riches are gone, your children are dead. Job, what can you sing about? Job said, I can sing about the past, how good it was, and Job said, I can sing about the future. He said, I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he shall stand again at the last day.
But Job could also sing about the present. He could say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. In the present, you can sing, my Lord knows the way through the wilderness, and all I have to do is follow. Strength. When we sing, Social Security knows the way through the wilderness. We sing, Mr. Reagan knows the way through the wilderness. Mr. Reagan don't know the way to the wilderness. The Democrats know the way through the wilderness. Mr. Kennedy knows the way through the wilderness. He can't even drive across a bridge. Yeah. Uncle Sam knows the way through the wilderness. Uncle Sam can't even solve the race problem. The Congress knows the way through the wilderness. Yeah, there we got a multi-billion-dollar debt now. Ain't nobody knows the way through the wilderness but Jesus. Nobody, nobody. Job, sing in the night.
Sing in the night! What can I sing about? Sing about how good God used to be. Sing how good God's gonna be. And then sing, because it is at midnight.
When Jesus makes appearance, I love that little song. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hands. Didn't say, standing somewhere in the sunshine, you'll find Jesus. Where did Jesus appear in the Bible? Huh? You check the appearances of our Lord. Not the appearances now while he was on earth, but the appearances he made to earth on special events. Check it. When did he come to see anybody? Came to John when he was on the Isle of Patmos, exiled by himself.
Where did he come? Came to Stephen when he was being stoned to death outside the wall. Where did he appear?
Appeared to Paul when he was stoned in the city of Lystra.
Where did he appear?
He appeared to Jacob when he was homesick and lonely.
Where did he appear? He appeared to Joshua before he fought the battle of God. Jesus never made an Old Testament appearance or earthly life appearance.
At noontime, it was always at midnight. Sing in the night. You can sing "Everything's All Right" in my Father's house. But you say, "Preacher, I'm afraid. I'm afraid depression's going to come." Yeah, I saw one. They're highly overrated. I'll tell you something. The people in this room who are close to God, hear me now, who are close to God, who are unemployed, and I'm not talking about those unemployed that don't try to find work, but those who are unemployed looking for work, and pray, those people in this room have had more sweet experiences with Jesus in the last 2 years. And you folks that have worked every day. And the happiest people in this room this morning, if they're spiritual, are the people who walked in midnight. And you say, "Preacher,
I wish I could do that." How do you get it?
The key word is He. He giveth songs in the night. That's the key word, He.
Didn't say it
giveth songs in the night.
He
give us songs in the night. The world can't sing in the night. The world mourns the night. The
world can't sing at midnight. The world sings at noontime. The world can't sing in the shadows. The world sings in the sunshine. But I want you to know this morning, every single person who's a child of God, every single person whose name is written in heaven,
has access to God's songbook at midnight. And at midnight, they prayed and sang praises to God. He giveth songs in the night. Father, bless the